Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Catch it in from the corner.
Wolf and Luke.
Brings the boom and catching bodies on his way to the rack.
Suns, game day with K-Ray.
I'm ready for whatever.
Well, Suns looking for a bounce-back performance tonight. Not the easiest place in the world to get a bounce-back performance, Wolf, in Boston against the Celtics. But hey, look, stranger things have happened. Joining us on the Arizona Sports Line right now is Kevin Ray of Bally Sports. It's game day with K-Ray. K-Ray, what's going on?
What's happening, fellas?
Everything and nothing.
Well, kind of, yeah. It's a crazy Friday, though. It really is right now. How's Boston, my brother?
Well, it's a little cooler here. I think we're at 15 degrees, and with the wind chill, I don't know, maybe around 4.
Oof. Let's just say it's not Barbados.
Yeah, you're a long way from Barbados.
It ain't Barbados.
All right, let's start with this game tonight, and let's start with the Celtics. Actually, obviously they have Jason Tatum, and they have a good talented roster. But what do you see in them that might be similar to what we saw from the Suns during the regular season last year?
Yeah, and it's interesting that you say that, Luke, because it's one of the things that I've been saying all season long is they resemble the Suns team last season in the sense of their source of motivation, and that motivation being the pain of, you know, losing an NBA Finals. And they have come out intense, focused, and, you know, just played like that all season long. And I think with them, you know, what is remarkable about it is, you know, having done it under the circumstances that they did with a new head coach, not a stranger, you know, not a guy coming into the organization for the first time, but a new head coach, the NBA's youngest head coach. And he's just done a remarkable job, and it speaks to the leadership that they've got and a team that is, you know, that is motivated to get back, because they, like the Suns, felt like they, you know, they let a golden opportunity slip away. So remains to be seen on whether that will be enough fuel in the tank for them to return to the finals. But it's a team you better be locked in and ready to play, especially here on their home floor.
Kay, is this a situation where you're looking at DeAndre Ayton and saying this is a good matchup for DeAndre Ayton? Is this a game that you expect to see DeAndre Ayton come out and play well?
Well, yeah. I mean, I expect it. And, you know, the Suns are going to have it. I mean, look, nobody played well against this team when they met back in early December. It was a game, unfortunately, looked very similar to what we saw the other night. The Suns could not hit a shot. Meanwhile, Boston was knocking down everything. But, you know, these are the moments, guys, that I and we have talked about with DA. You know, when you know you're playing shorthanded, and at least they've gotten, you know, a few bodies back with Chris and Cam Johnson. But, man, this is why you're a max guy, right? This is why you want to be viewed as a, you know, as an all NBA performer. These are the conversations that, you know, that Monty Williams has had with him. So, you know, you're no longer a first or second year player, man. You have to take it upon yourself to say, I am going to go in and I'm going to own the paint. And that won't be easy, because Robert Williams, one of the game's best shot blockers, and he requires you to bring a level of force and physicality to the floor.
Talking to Kevin Ray of Bally Sports. Kay, I'm just doing the math quickly. I believe it is 5 times since December 23rd and 4 times since January 11th. 3 times since January 11th. The Suns have lost a game by 25 or more points. Now, I get it. They've turned a corner in there, and they've had a lot of injuries. And the game the other night, Atlanta was hitting all their threes. But there's also got to kind of be a little bit of a level of, in years past, they weren't losing games by 25 or 29 or 32 points. What is missing defensively in your mind?
Well, and here's the funny thing, Luke. Like, and we brought this point out the other night on the telecast, and obviously the floor fell out. But over the previous 7 games, they had been one of the top defensive rated teams in the league. And they've needed to be, because this team has now gone 30 straight games without shooting better than 50% from the floor. Now, mind you, that's tough to do in today's NBA. But the Suns, because of the, turnstile with guys being in and out of the lineup, that has been a byproduct of that, is not being able to shoot better than 50%. They flirted with better than 50% on a couple of occasions, but have not been able to reach that. And, so that's why what made the other night so frustrating, because, look, it was a three-point game at the end of the first quarter, and then they couldn't buy a bucket. And defensively, just couldn't get a stop. And to your point, Atlanta was knocking down every three that they took. So defensively, I thought that they had been, had made some improvements. But their defense is going to get tested significantly tonight. It's going to get tested on the perimeter, because you cannot allow, the straight line drive. You can't allow the dribble penetration and the kicks without everybody communicating. And I think that's probably where some of the breakdowns have come, Luke, is just communication, just guys not being in the right spot. And part of that speaks to different combinations being on the floor. But everybody's got to be locked in tonight to prevent the easy baskets. And you got to do it without fouling. This is the best free throw shooting team in the league. Mm-hmm. Jason Tatum gets to the line a ton. So, like I say, you better bring the lunch pail, and you better be ready to go to work here tonight.
Okay, do you have any thoughts on Devin Booker and the All-Star snub?
Look, it would have been great for Book to get selected. And I will say this, guys, there's still a chance that he could be, when you consider we always see one or two injury replacements. And when you look on the resume, and I know that's the kind of stuff that Book gets fueled by, but I think even he would say, because of the number of games that he has missed and the timing of those games being missed, had played a large role in it. Now, people will say, yeah, but look at Zion. Zion's been out, and he's, he was a starter. There's just some players that, fans are going to gravitate to and vote for. And, what I would just remind Suns fans is, like, look, if you want your guy to be in there, you got to vote more. It's as simple as that. So we can sit here and complain as Suns fans, but if the fans don't do their part, it does no good. So, I would say maybe there's an outside chance that he could get in. But I think in the grand scheme, this might be the one season where Book says, I want to get healthy, I want to get right, and I want to help make our team right. I think that's what he will look at that not going to Salt Lake City for a few days will be.
Kevin Ray of Bally Sports joining us right now. Game day with Kay Ray, Suns Celtics tonight. Kay, looking at Cam Johnson, he's been back now for, what, seven games? You would say four of them have been good to close to great. But his last two have been rough. He's 3 of 16 from the field. And we played a clip from Monty Williams talking after the Atlanta game of basically admitting they're kind of having a hard time trying to figure out how to manage his minutes as he works his way back from this lengthy injury, but also still put him in the right situations where he can kind of get into a rhythm. How difficult do you think that is going? I don't think anybody's worried about Cam Johnson big picture, but just to get him back on track when you're also trying to manage his minutes.
Yeah, and look, I'm glad Monty said it, because it is difficult, because I'm sure that Suns fans were looking at it like, wait a minute, why is Cam coming off the floor? Because he had been back, for several games now. But this, this speaks to kind of the larger issue, guys, and it's funny because it's kind of come more into the forefront over the last couple of weeks. But, the way teams, owners, general managers view the players. And one of the reasons why, we've heard a couple players talk about the whole load management issue and just say, hey, look, don't look directly at just the player. Don't think it's just the players who are wanting to take a night off. It speaks to a bigger picture where you have owners who are trying to protect investments, and it comes at the expense of fans. And in this situation, players and coaches trying to find a rhythm. Now, I'm not saying specifically that that's what this issue is with Cam, but it does, you know, kind of shine a light on what Monty tries to have to juggle with and deal with. And the same for Cam, you know, because if he gets off to a slow start and all of a sudden he hits that minute threshold in the first quarter, well, you don't have a chance to, you know, to work yourself back out of it, you know, if you missed your first four or five shots. And then you sit on the bench for 10, 15, 20 minutes, and then you got to come back in and try to restart the engine. So it's a juggling act that puts everybody in kind of a rough spot. So hopefully, you know, Cam can take the floor tonight, hit a couple of early shots, get a rhythm, and feel better about the situation.
Okay, with all the trade rumors that are out there right now, I'm not talking about what the Suns would have to give up for that trade to happen. But is there one player out there that you think would be a great fit for this Phoenix Suns team? And what player would that be? And again, I'm not talking about the compensation the Suns would have to give up, but what player would that be?
Well, you know, the one name that has been relatively steady and consistent in terms of, you know, being a fit with the Suns is that big wing there in the nation's capital, Kuz, I believe he goes by. So that, you know, that is one guy that I think could move the meter in a big way, because he's a big stretch four, can run the floor, can rebound, shoot the three, can put the, you know, put the rock on the floor, put pressure on defenses, and just extremely versatile. So that is a guy that I think would look pretty good in orange and purple. And then there's a couple of guys that I know their names have been mentioned even earlier in the season that reside in Utah, last name Beasley, last name Vanderbilt. So those are some of the pieces that I look at and say, okay, those could be difference makers. Those are the type of pieces that can give you belief and confidence that this team can make a run and a potential return to the NBA Finals.
Okay, Ray, great stuff as always, man. We'll
Thanks,
be watching tonight.
All right, boys. Take care. Bye. Have a good weekend.
Thanks a lot. You too.